Okay, today's daf is Chulin, daf Mem Gimel. Just a scheduling note, tomorrow, obviously, Tisha B'Av, there will not be a shiur. I don't think I'll be able to get it up at any point. So the next shiur will be, B'ez Hashem, on Wednesday, on the 10th of Av. So tomorrow, we'll have to do it ourselves, either this afternoon, according to the sheet that's about learning on Erev Tisha B'Av, the Bir Halacha, or tomorrow night. Okay. Says the Meir Shapiro did not take Tisha B'Av into account. That's a learning day also. You just gotta make it up at some other point. So we are on the top of Mem Gimel Mid Aleph. Amar Ula, top line. Amar Ula says Ula Ches Mine Trefus Namlo LaMoshe B'Sinai. Eight Trefus were said to Moshe at Har Sinai. Eight. Didn't we learn yesterday the bottom of the previous Amud? 18. 18 or 8, the Rambam we said yesterday has 70. So we mentioned that 8 are the Avos. That's what the Rishonim say Beferish. There are many different numerical countings, and that is depends on how you categorize. But there are 8 basic ones, and a lot of others fit into these 8. What are the 8? So says the Gemara, Nekuva. If somebody has something, part of the body has a hole in it. Psuka, if it is cut. Netula, if it is taken out. Vachasura, if it is missing. What's the difference between chasura and netula? Netula means it's totally out. And chasura means it's only part of it is out. That's what the Maharam Shif says here. Karua, if it is torn. Drusa, we had this yesterday. Different types of drusa. If it was clawed by an animal. Nefula, as we had yesterday, Nafal Menagag, it fell off, Ushavura, and you know it is broken. So those are the 8 trefus that are mentioned, and we said yesterday that the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Simen Chavtes with a mnemonic, Yad Chanak, Dan Chanak Nefesh, right, and that is the mnemonic that the Shulchan Aruch quotes to help understand it. Let me just get it here again, beginning of Simen Chavtes, the Shulchan Aruch says, I just find it here. Shmonish mine trefus hein v'simanam dan chenek nefesh. And those are the 8 that are quoted right here on Nechulin Mem Gimel. La afuke lukusa derachish bar papa. What are these 8 excluding? Excluding lukusa, if it is sick. If it's diseased, the one that Rachash Bar Papa said yesterday in the name of Rav, on Amud Beis yesterday, Luxa Bakulya Achas. We spoke about the one kidney that was Luxa that got sick. He called that a trefa. So we do not paskin that is a regular trefa. Okay, that is the statement. Let's talk about this for a minute. The Dogamer Vava on Shulchan Aruch, right there, at the beginning of Simen Chavtes, notes, why do we even need a Halacha Moshe Misinai to teach me these are the 8 categories and no more, no less? We spoke yesterday about the language of the Rambam. Even if we find out that there are more, even if I did that there are less, we can argue on Chazal and all the Mefarshim discuss it. Says the Dogamer Vava, Mimanavshach, once you know the principle of Trefa Einachaya, so you figure out what lives for 12 months, what doesn't live for 12 months. If it doesn't live for 12 months, generally, so then it is a trefa. So you need a local Moshe B'Sinai for Moshe to tell. Moshe Rabbeinu can figure out the teva, and then that's it. You don't need a mesorah of a number. That's the question that the Dogam Ravava here asks. He says, Kasha li akulam, lama hutzrach la halacha Moshe, valoksiv zos achaya, she'eno chaya lo tochal, v'yim kein dover zeh, ma she'ene ne'yicholo lechios, ha'yachol Moshe Rabbeinu, leida b'chachmas ha'teva. So what do you need the Mesorah for of 8 or 18? Elanir elanias daitis. It says the Dogam Ravava, no. Da'anan paskinon simin l'trefa yud beis chodesh. We paskin, as we said, that a simin of a trefa is a year. Yud beis chodesh. Miyu hainu l'safik trefa. That's only if you're not sure something is a trefa. The litmus test, the way to see if it is a trefa or not, is 12 months. But if you know of a vadai trefa, so then even if it lives 12 months, that doesn't undermine the fact that we know it's a vadei trefa. Vadei trefa lo mahani yud beis chodesh kimavur lekaman. That's the chiddush. Va'omer, with just the pasuk, if yishum dekrod dezos achaya, then we would have said if it lives yud beis chodesh afilu shomar shu derech neis mikom akam harei yichaya v'havei mina shekshera. I would have thought if we didn't have halacha moshe b'sinai, we just said the pasuk, we would have said if it lives 12 months, hey, it's kasher. Even if it was derech neis, it must be kasher. Kamash malan. That's the chiddush of halacha moshe b'sinai, that even if it lives 12 months, if we know it's a trefa from Moshe Rabbeinu, it is a trefa, even if it happens to live 12. Even if it happens to live 12 months. So what happens if it lives 12 months? You know it's a Vade Trefa. That's what we spoke about yesterday. The Rashba and the Ramban both discuss it, whether that we have to restudy whether it was exactly what Chazal meant it to be, whether it was Maisa Nisim. Either way, that doesn't undermine the definition of what we say is a treifa. Number one. Number two, I just wanted to mention something that we related to yesterday, that I found yesterday, so I didn't mention it, and that is we had a machlokas yesterday between the Rambam and the Ramban. If somebody eats one of these treifas, let's say whatever it is, nukuvas haveshet, and you shech the animal perfectly, and then you find it has this treifa. So what's the halacha there? So the Rambam's lashon in Sefer HaMitzvahs is lo kemi drabanan. That was the Rambam's lashon. And the Ramban was very upset about that lashon and Shorash Beis. What do you mean? Look at Drabanan. Treifas is a daraisa. So it's a chayesh atochlu. The Rambam himself said it's included in that pasuk. So how could you say it's Drabanan? So we said most of the Nosei Kelim on Sefer HaMitzvah said the Rambam must mean it's an iser daraisa. But it's not mufurish in the pasuk. It's halacha Moshe Sinai. So you're only going to get Malkus Drabanan. So we didn't go to the next step, and that is, what would the Ramban answer to that? It's also not mefurish. Doesn't the Ramban agree with the klal of Chazal? You only get malchus with hishamer pen al or lo. You have to have one of those lashonos in the pasuk. So what exactly is the Ramban going to answer to that? This is halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So we mentioned many times we had a daf be'in shir about this surrounding the chiddush of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said that there are two types of halacha Moshe B'Sinai. There's what Reb Chaim calls halacha Moshe B'Sinai hamichadeshas. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that's totally new, something I wouldn't have known otherwise, comes along, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells me, Shiurin, Mechitzin, right, Nisa Chamayin, that's the way I would have known those, but that's my Mechadeshes. Or do I say the other type of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, Hamifareshes, and that is, there's a Halacha A, the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai expands our definition of what we would have thought. We would have thought the more limited definition of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, Kamash B'Loh, comes along the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, tells me, no, understand this in a larger framework, so it's as if it says a Mefurish. And for that type of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, you get Malkus. Right? For example, just one, if you remember, we spoke about an Arel. If an Arel does Avoda, is there Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, is there Malkus? Is there Malkus? So we said that is learned that from Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So how could it be that some Rishonim say you get Malkus? Because the Rambam's lashon is Arel Hari Hu Kizar. What's the definition of a Zar? A Zar Beferish gets Malkus. So maybe the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is that Zar means, what does a Zar mean and what does a Kohen mean? Those definitions are changed based on Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. It doesn't just mean a non-Kohen. Even an uncircumcised Kohen is a Zar. That's the Chiddush. So what does it have all to do with us? The Prima Gadim in his Psicha to Hilchus Treifus says this exact thought, doesn't quote the Rambam and the Ramban, but this exact thought related to us. The Halacha Moshe M'Sinai, you're going to get Malkus, he says, but favorites like the Ramban. You're going to get Malkus Daraisa. Why? Because, says the Prima Gadim, V'hinei, Avshe Drusa Namra Beferish, U'pirusho Me Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, V'shar Zion Treifas Heim Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The other sign are just Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Apal Pikein Hayaloke Alehen, Shalacha Moshe B'Sinai, Kach Namra, D'mashe Namra Bakasuv, Treifalo Sochelu, Kolel Gamkein, Shar Treifas. He says, Beferish, like Reb Chaim's type of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, HaMifareshes. V'zeh Mavuar, and that's Mavuar, he says, that he quotes the Rambam in Mishnah Torah. Some say the Rambam was Chozer Bo, because in Mishnah Torah he seems to say, you get Malkus Daraisa, Chozer Bo from what he says in Sefer HaMitzvahs. But that's the first paragraph in the Prima Gadim in Hilchos Treifas. Once I'm on the page, just to mention, it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch's order of how he put the Halachas, the first 27 Simanim in Yeredeya is Hilchos Shechita. The last halach in Hilchas Shechita is Hilchas Kisui Hadam, Simen Chav Ches. And then Simen Chav Tes starts many simanim about Treifas. That's not like Maseches Chulin. Maseches Chulin has two prakim of Shechita, and then Treifas, then Ben Pakua, and then Kisui Hadam. Interesting that Kisui Hadam is different in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so that is all related to the eight. And these eight, as the Gemara says, Nemar Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, La Afukes, it's to go against Lakusa of Rachish Bar Papa. I wanted to mention this yesterday, I didn't get a chance, I'll mention it today, because when Rachish Bar Papa is quoted, this time of year, in Yonad Yom, many people make Siyumim during the 9 days. Mm-hmm. Just to point out a Makar, and that is the question that many ask, and that is, why are all of the Papa, Rav Papa's sons, Zochet to be mentioned at a Siyum? Rachish Bar Papa, Adar Bar Papa, why are all those Tanah mentioned that Amoram mentioned that Asiyim? What's so unique? So there's one source. If you look at the end of the Yamsha Shlomo in Baba Kama, he quotes a drasha of the Ramah that was given at Asiyim. And he quotes this question, Mashanogim Beragilin Anu Lahaskir Basiyim Kal Masechta Rav Papa Imasara Banav. Shei Meir Magdolim Batorah. They were great scholars. So why dafka them? So says the Ramah, he has two paragraphs, which we're not going to go into all of them, but I'll just quote you the idea. He says, Rav Papa is Merames Almailus Moshe Rabbeinu. Papa, why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was Peh El Peh Adaber Bo. Peh is like Papa. That's right. Papa is like a symbol of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Medrash says that, he quotes the Medrash here, let me quote it, and he says the 10 sons of Rav Papa are connected the Aseres Adibris. And if you look at all the names of Rav Papa's sons, he connects them to the Aseres Adibris. I'll just quote you some of them. Negalos Aslacha Pesel, Shlebesof Acher Asiyah, Yenachim El Asiyah. I'm not going to read it. He says, Nikra Ha'echa Nachmin, Nichati Ki Asisim, Avodazara, Negalosisa. He says, Shehu Lashon Romus Visnasos, a person should think that he's above somebody else. So he quotes, that's Rami, lifting up somebody else. The first paragraph, he goes through every name of Rav Papa's sons and the Aseres Adibris. And then the next paragraph, and he says, and not only this, the 10 sons of Rav Papa are connected the Asara Mamaros in Nivra Ha'olam. And he goes through every one of the Mamaros. This has to do with Or, and this has to do with the Mayim Tachtonim crying, and this has to do with, and each one he goes through the names of Rav Papa's sons, and he named them Kineged the Asara Mamaros. You look at Rafram, his Pir Yivarivya, and Totsi Eretz Nefesh Chaya. He goes through each one. Feel free to look at it. Again, it's the Yamsha Shlomo at the end of Baba Kama, and he talks about this, he quotes this drasha that the Ramah gave related to the 10 sons of Rav Papa. One of them is Rachish Bar Papa. Rachish Bar Papa, he quotes Rachish as the one that's Kenegalo Sachmod from the word Rachush. Rachush, we have to be happy with the possessions that we have. Okay, so this is all the eight trefus, and it's excluding Rachish Bar Papa. Here we go. Not that Rachish Bar Papa we don't hold is treif. It might not be a separate one of the Eilu Treif, a separate one of the eight. But it's still, we might hold of it, it's just not in the category. Vayter, Amar, Chia, Barav, Ches Treifas, Yesh Ben Nekuva. There are really eight within Nekuva, which is one of the eight. There are eight within that one. Im Tomar, Tes. And if you want to say, really, if you count them up, there are Tes Nekuvas, there are 10 punctures that were listed. Mara, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Ketani La. The puncture in the gallbladder was only Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Detanya, Nikva Hakeva, Nikvu Hadakim Trefa. The Brisa says the Tanakama holds that it's the Keva, these stomachs and the innards, that's a Trefa. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Af Nikva Hamara. He quotes that, so not everybody agrees to a puncture in the gallbladder is going to be considered a Trefa. Period. Halachas, Chaver Kazayis Marva Kirkaman Simon. These are all the next statements that we're going to have in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Am Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yosef, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha, Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yehuda. So all these are going to be statements of Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yosef in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The first one has to do with us. The halacha is like Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yehuda, that a hole, a puncture in the gallbladder is going to be a trefa. Number one. Number two. The Am Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yosef, Am Rabbi Yochanan. My ahadru le chavre le Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. What did the friends of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda answer him? He said that a hole in the gallbladder is a trefa. So how did they answer him? Right, that's not a trefa? So it's interesting that they didn't answer him, hey, go check it out, an animal lives for 12 months, not 12 months. You would have thought, that's the question the Ramban and the Ran asked yesterday. Why didn't they go test it? The answer is these aren't based on tests. Because even if it lives for 12 months, that doesn't undermine the fact that we consider it a trefa. Even if it doesn't live for 12 months, that doesn't mean it is a trefa. So that's why they didn't test. They're quoting Psukim. So what did they answer him that the gallbladder, a hole in the gallbladder is not a trefa? They quoted a pasuk from Eov, Yishpoch la'aretz merirasi, right? The Eov says, complaining about everything that he has lost, he says, my gallbladder, merirasi, the bile from the gallbladder has been poured to the ground. If it's falling out of his body, it must be that he has a hole in it. Vadaini of kayam, and he's alive. So you see, Nekuva, it's amazing, Raya, from a line in Eov, you see there a hole in the gallbladder, and Eov's still alive, so you see, it is out of Trefa. So Amalah, we'll get back to that. Let's first finish the conversation. Amalahem, Ein Maskir and Maisa Nisim. Don't bring me Rayas from miracles. Ein Maskir and Maisa Nisim. De'ilotei mahachi, because if you don't say that, what about the next part of the pasuk? Yifalach kil yosai, velo yachmol. My kidneys will be cut up. And he won't have Rachmanis? So Mika Chayi, what if somebody's kidneys are cut up, they're going to live? So obviously it doesn't mean it literally. Ela Nisa Shani. It must mean, even if it is literal, Eov is different. Dechsiv Rakas Nafsho Shamar. What happened when Hashem told the Satan, do whatever you want to Eov, just guard his soul, and you can't kill him. Hachadam Nisa Shani. So it was a nace. Don't bring me any riots from Eov. Rashi quotes the Gemara Baba Basra on Daf Tezayin, which says, you see a little bit further down, Godot Tsaru Shal Satan Mishel Eov. The Satan had even more pain than Eov had. Why? Mashal Omer La'avdo. It's a mashal that a king says to his servant, Shvar Chavis V'Shvar Yena, break the barrel, but make sure the wine doesn't fall out. So the Satan had power to break Eov in all ways possible, but you can't kill him. So that's why it was very difficult for the Satan in that circumstance. But there's no raya from Eov. Let's talk, though, for a minute about two points related to what was quoted here. I think we've quoted in the past the thought of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says that the Eov lost everything. Hashem says, take away everything. Take away everything from Eov. So he took away, Rachman al-Islan, his wife and his children and his money. Everything. But the whole sefer of Eov is what? After the first two prakim and the last couple prakim are all about the action. The rest of the parak are conversations between Eov and his friends. So why didn't he take away his friends? He took away everything from Eov. So why didn't he take away his friends? Says of Chaim Shmulevitz, because he couldn't live without his friends. He couldn't live without the chevra. He could take away everything, but if we're alone, and if we don't have people to live with, we don't have a social element to our lives, says that would be killing him. Eth nafsho shamar! So he has to leave his friends. He has to leave his soul. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the importance of a chevra. Oh, couple of points. So Maisa Nisim. So you don't bring any riots from Maisa Nisim here. There is an interesting halacha quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Lamed Aleph now, going down a couple of simanim. We were in Simon Chavtes before. In Simon Lamed Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Nimsa Tola'as Bikrum Hamoach. Let's say if there is a worm found in the brain afterwards. V'hamo'akayim, but the brain is perfect. V'ein b'krum atachton roshem, v'lo kurdam, k'sheira. The Shulchan Aruch quotes kasher. V'yesh misha omer, she'ein onu b'kiyin b'vedika. And some say we don't really know how to check properly. V'treifa, v'hachi nohag. We're knowing to matchaf it up. Ber hagola, on the second day, on whether it is on the first day, 2 days, whether something in the brain is a problem. So, Basham b'shem Rabbeinu Chananel. The regular quotes, who holds his kashuv here, Rabbeinu Chananel? V'chein kasav ha-Mordechai b'shmo mehad de-gitin gabi titus. Daf nun vav. Erev Tisha B'Av. In Yana Diyama, what did it say? Based on gitin nun vav. What is that, Gemara? This is one of the Gemaras you can learn tomorrow. We'll learn it a little bit today. So Titus nun vav abeis. The Gemara talks about how Titus was destroying, was on a boat. And where is it? Right after, after we have a kina about this. Titus brings a zona into the Kodesh Kadashim and lays out a sefer Torah. Chir v'gidiv kabi mala ma'asa. This is Gittin Nunvav Mabez. Tofa zona biyado v'nichlas v'beich kachi ha-kadashim. V'itziya sefer Torah. You would think that I would just talk about this Erev Tisha B'Av, but it has to do with today's Gemara. V'yavar ala aveira v'natal sai v'gidiras ha-paroches v'nasa neis v'hayadam v'atzbeitz v'yotze. You know that he speared the paroches and blood started shooting out. Vukasavar haragathatzwa, he thought he killed God. And he said, what did he do? He took the paroches and he took all the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, put it in a boat, and he started going in the boat. And what happens? The boat's an unbelievable storm starts. And obviously we're going to turn. So what does Tito say? This God only has power in water. This is what happened to the Dora Mabel. This is what happened to in the times of Sisera. This is what happens in the times of Paro. Yeah, he's trying to kill me in water. There's only a God in water. He doesn't have any power on dry land. So what happens? Yatsa Baskol, Va'amra. Russia ben Russia, ben Benoshal, Esava Russia. Bir Yakala Yeshli Ba'olami. V'yitashma. I have a little birya named a mosquito. Why is it called Bir Yakala? Because it doesn't have any waste. Oli Yabasha, and what happens? He goes onto the Yabasha, he goes onto the dry land. Ayitish goes into his chotim, into his nose. V'nakar b'mocho sheva shanim. It banged on his brain for 7 years. 7 years. And one day, what it goes to how he tried to stop it. But it says, ukishemeis pasu as mocho, when he died, when he opened up his brain, and they found a mosquito the size of a bird. Size of a bird. So, you see, he lived. That's the riot of Aragola brings. That if you have a bug inside of a brain, it's not a treifa, because you see, he lived for 7 years. Unbelievable. Erev Tisha B'Av. So that is the Ber HaGola. But the Gemara says, don't bring me any riyas from Eov. Interesting, the that principle of Ein Maskir and Maisa Nisim is quoted in Poskim sometimes. In certain contexts. First, the Gemara. The Gemara else, where does the Gemara have Ein Maskir Maisa Nisim? That's the Gemara that many are familiar with from Brachas. Where at the end of Brachas talks about that the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to daven for something of the past. If somebody's wife is pregnant and they have 8 girls and they want a boy, they're not allowed to daven. I hope this one's a boy. They're not allowed to daven for that because it's already happened. Right, the woman's already pregnant. Harizu tefila shav. So the Gemara says, "Aye, v'lo mahani rachamim." Doesn't it say in Chazal by Leah? Leah had 6 boys already, and then she's pregnant, and she has ruach hakodesh. Then maybe that she's going to have another boy, and she davins. Im says zacher lo teachosi Rachel ka'achas hashvachos miyad nevcholabas. The Gemara's version is that she was pregnant with Yosef. And when she davened, Yosef switched to become Maisa Nisim, right? It became Adina, Vatikarechma Adina. So you see, you're allowed to daven after the pregnancy already. So the Gemara answers, Ein Maskir and Maisa Nisim. If you look in the Yonasan ben Uziel, he has it a little differently. A little differently. This is one of the earliest sources for, you'll see what. Yonasan ben Uziel says in Perek Lamed, on the Pasuk, of Vayachar Yolda, Bas Vatikarechma Adina, what happened? The Yonasan ben Uziel says, it starts off with the same exact chazal. Mini palga shiftaya baram in rachel achosi yifkan shrein shiftin heichma dinfakum in chadam in amhasa ushmiyam in kadam Hashem slusa delaya v'ischalfu ubraya bim ehon v'have yahiv Yosef bim ahad rachel v'dina bim ahad delaya. It wasn't just that Yosef switched to Dina, but they were both pregnant. Rachel and Leah were both pregnant at the time, and they switched. The first, one of the earliest sources about surrogate motherhood and other related issues right here, this Yonasan ben Uziel said they switched in utero. They switched in utero. That is the Yonasan ben Uziel there, but that's the context of Ein Maskir and Maisa Nisim. Just to quote two poskim that talk about Ein Maskir and Maisa Nisim. If you look in the Hart Zvi, Rav Si Pesach discusses Ein Maskir and Maisa Nisim in tell you where it is, in Evan Ezra Simon Samach Dalid. So he talks about the context of the tshuva is an aguna tshuva. Right? It was, I don't know what year this was written, but this was the shayla. Al dvar shaylas ha'aguna sheheida b'fneichem. V'zeh tochen edusa. V'shnas 1920 hitchatanti kidas Moshe v'Yisrael. U'v'shnas 1943 shamati mimakirim. The woman says, I heard from those who knew my husband. Shehem ro eich shalochim es ba'ali l'toch oto im od anashim ve'movilim la'auschwitz. V'nevad zichro. Mi'beis ha'mishmar kibalti tudas Yerusha al ruchush ba'ali shemes v'yishli mi'ba'ali shnei banos v'nigva edus al zeh. I have 2 daughters. Nobody knows anything. Nobody has edus that I was for any of this. But the question is, am I allowed to get remarried or am I in aguna? People saw him get in a car going to Auschwitz. Shuva. Hine be'inyin heter ha'aguno sheba'aleim nilkuhu la'auschwitz al yidei tzorim yimach shemam yish b'zeh chilukim v'ofanim shonim. So Rav Si Pesach, unbelievable, goes through the different types. Number one, if there's edus that he went into the gas chamber, Rachman al-Islan. Number two, which is what happens here, he continues, if there's edus that he went to the left side. When there was a selection, kishahuad shabal huavar be'auschwitz l'tzad smol shebedera klal elishuam l'tzad smol rachmanu l'tzlan nil kuchu misham l'sreifa aval hayu mikrim yotzim min aklal she'omdu b'tzad smol v'nid solu. And that was the case over here that he's discussing. Said he quotes there when he talks about back and forth at different levels of rove. So he says, let me find the line. V'chein yish shepikpek b'zeh, ki sidur shnei machanos, l'sad yamin l'sad smol, hayin nimshach l'sofabim zman rav. Sometimes it was a very long time they had them on the right and the left. V'yim kein yish chshash, shebetoch oso zman, hayin metzias shoha echad shekvar amad b'tzad smol, yivrach l'sad yamin. V'yisar yamin, maybe somebody could run to the other side. Says Rav Si Pesach, gulam gam chshash zeh hu rachok ma'od, ba'ofan shlo haya yichal likros rakai de neis, v'ein maskir in ma'is anisim. There it is. Ein Maskir and Maisa Nisim, in that case, and Memela, he was Mako for this case of the woman who had edus that her husband went to the left side. And that was all she had, and he was Mako in that case. You don't have to be worried about Nisim. One. The other tshuva I wanted to mention that has Ein Maskir and Maisa Nisim in it is the well-known tshuva, we're going to make it well-known right now, Rav Moshe's tshuva about life insurance. Should one get life insurance? Is one allowed to get life insurance? This is an Aruch Chaim, Chelek Bey, Simon Kuf Yud Aleph. Binyan insurance. Im yesh bazech yisaren chas v'shalom bibitachon b'Hashem Yisbarach. When Yaakov Shmarach will take care of me. To get life insurance for. There's a tshuva written in 1964. L'chacham echad. Doesn't want to quote who it is. Or he didn't quote. B'davarim yesh eza maila o gam eza chshash iser likach insurance policy mitzachu chas v'shalom kechaselo b'tachan b'Hashem Yisbarach. Hinei lani es daiti ein bazeh shum chisaron b'bitachan b'Hashem Yisbarach. There's no chisaron. So first he says there's nothing negative. D'ha mikachol enyani mischar sh'adam lo rak sh'rashay el gam mechuyav lasos mischar. What, he should stay home and say Hashem's going to support me? No, you have to do your establus. V'asel olomar sh'avim lo yaseh klum yazman lo Hashem Yisbarach panasaso. He'll make the money fly through the window. Be'eza ofan. Even for somebody who's right to, for them to have an ace, still ain't maskir and maisa nisim. And he quotes from Leia Imenu. The Gemara says, don't bring many rais. That Gemara Maseches Brachas, like we just had. He says, you can't bring any rais from there. You can't expect to make a living without working, says Rav Moshe. Obviously, you have to know it's all based on the Gemara Beitza. It's Katsuv, May Rosh Hashanah, Vad Rosh Hashanah. I just heard this week, one of the Talmidot here in camp said, maybe we're going through the halachas of covering the chalas. So she said that her father said that, you know why you cover the chalas? I guess the fourth reason, not the one of the Rishonim. Because chalas symbolizes parnasa. So it's as if we're saying that Hashem, we know that nothing comes directly from us. We cover it as if to say, Hashem is all from you. We have no idea how it comes to us. Nice idea. Ala mikol makom, continues Rav Moshe, kach nigzar me'Hashem Yisbarach, sh'rak idei eza ma'isa avoda, yishtach lo Hashem Yisbarach panasoso. Mitzad she'nemar b'zeyas hapecha toch alechem. Tekim of that pasuk. So it's pashut she'in lismoch al hanes. And you have to do what you have to do. And this is your ishtavus. And then Rav Moshe at the end has a great line and says, who says that this isn't the helicopter that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending you? Hashem's going to help me. This is his help. He created a time period when his life insurance policies. V'kivan shu kein, af l'gdolim v'tzadikim, sh'roi le'asos lemneis, even for people who should have a neis done to them. Kol shekein elu she'bidoreinu, sh'anan yasmi di'yasmi, sh'asol lana lismoch al haneis, v'ein shum chet, al mashem ishtalon levakish umnes yoser nocha v'kala, v'ruya l'fisumas adashim, for anybody who goes out to try to who makes a living, that's exactly what we're supposed to be doing. V'im kein gamma insurance, hu kechol enyani mischar v'chadome, sh'os l'panasas atzmo, or panasas banav, v'gam ulai yakil zem me'alav, sh'leit tzarech la'avod ha'harbi, l'haniach sh'yishar le'isik nuso, he won't have to work as hard, he'll have time to learn in between, u'b kein, v'chulu, and he says, davar tova roi gam la'anashim k'sherim yirei Hashem Yisbarach, u'bot kem rachal Hashem Yisbarach, sh'hu anosein eitzel l'mikni nechassin, d'gam mi she'kana ha'insurance hunami eitzel Hashem Yisbarach, l'mikni insurance, this is exactly what Hashem wants you to do, v'chein hu b'insurance shall sreifa v'geneva, v'il insurance shall cars. Wow, he says cars there, not machines. Usually Rav Moshe calls them machines. He says it also has for fire insurance and Geneva insurance. Shekol elu hu davar she'ein ba shum chisaron l'inyan habitachon. K'mo shenago heter kol ha'olam af yirei Hashem Yisbarach biyoser. Says Rav Moshe, ein maskir ad maisanis. Okay, weiter. Let's continue now. Weiter. Next statement of Rabbi Yisrael bar Yosef. I'm Rabbi Yisrael bar Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. We got into that because we're talking about all these statements of the same author. Says the same statement. Halacha kedevrei Omer kezayis. The halacha is like the one who says kezayis. What are we talking about here? The Gemara said earlier that if part of the kidney is taken out, you can't live. What if part of it remains? Then it's okay. How much has to remain of the kidney? So machlokas. One of them says kezayis. One of them says mashahu. So Rabbi Yochanan says kezayis. Halacha kedevrei Omer kezayis. You have to have a kezayis of the kidney left over. Umiyama Rabbi Yochanan hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? The Amar Abba Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Kista Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan said that the Halacha is like the Sta Mishnah. Vitznan Nitzvah HaKavid V'lo Nishtayim in a Klum. Our Mishnah said that if the covenant is taken and nothing is left over, Mashma Hanishtayir Kshera Avagadolavi Kazayas. Mashma, if there's any left over, so then it will be Kasher, even though it's not a Kazayas. So Amorayim in Nivali B'Rabbi Yochanan. It's Machlokas Amorayim. Later Amorayim within what Rabbi Yochanan held. Next. See on the side that changes this. This is a separate statement. V'yamar Rabbi Yisrael bar Yosef v'yamar Rabbi Yochanan. This is the next one. Marasha Nikva. What happens if the gallbladder gets punctured as a whole? V'kaved Sotmasa. But the kaved, the liver is right next to it, and it closes up the hole. It's right next to it. So Kshera, that's Kasher. It's kosher, even though it has a little hole, it closes it up. Oh, Rabbi Yosef Aram Yochanan. Nikev hakurkaban, v'kish shalokayam. So now we're into birds. the birds, just like we said yesterday, the animal has four stomachs. The birds also have a couple of stomachs for different functions. The kirkaban is called the gizzard in English, and that's the place where the food is ground up very finely, so it's digestible. So, nikiv a kirkaban, if the gizzard gets a hole in it, v'kishol kayam, but the outer pouch that's next to it is still good, intact, kosher, that's kosher. Ibai lahu nikiv hakis v'kirkaban kayam. My, what about the opposite? If the kiss gets a hole, but the kirkaban is okay. My, so tashma dam Rav Nachman nikiv ze below ze kosher. One without the other is going to be kosher. So either way, both directions, it is kosher. Period. Amar Rava or Amar Rava shnei oros yesh lo leveshet. There are two layers that the veshet has, that the esophagus has, the food pipe. Chitzon adom upanimi lavan. We had this once earlier in the Masechta already. The outer one is red and the inner one is white. Nikiv, and that's what we said earlier in the Masechta, it's hard to check the outer one because it's red. Nikiv zebelo ze kosher. If only one of them got punctured, it is kosher. Lomali lamemar chitzon edom adom upanimi lavan. What's the chiddush then? If only one of them has a hole in it, it's kosher. What's the chiddush? Why do I have to know that what the colors are? What difference does it make if the outer one is red and the inner one is white? De'i chalif trefa. Because if they are switched, if you open up an animal and it's inverted, the layers are inverted, that's a trefa. That's how you know. The Rush here quotes two deyas, machlokas rishonim, what if they're both the same? What if they're two red or two white? Right, that's a machlokas rishonim, what exactly is the halacha in that case? Weiter. Says the Gemara, Ibayilahu, nikvu shnehem, ze shelo keneged ze. Mahu. We know if only one of them gets a hole, kasher. If they both get a hole, it's treif. What if they both get a hole but in different spots along the veshet? Mahu. So what's the halacha there? So Amar Mar Zutra Mishmeidra Papa Beveshet Kasher Bekirkaban Pasol. By the veshet, if you have the two layers that got a hole in different spots, that's kasher. Kirkaban, by the kirkaban, pasol, or on the side, it changes it to trefa. It's a trefa. Why? What's the difference? We will see. So Maskav Rav Ashi, let's get to the other svara. Adarabba, Rav Ashi says, I think the opposite is true. Right? We said before that the veshet is kosher and the kirkaban is pasul. No. Veshet, de achla bay, upaya bay, by the veshet, which you eat with. Right? That's the food pipe. Upaya bay, literally that means you breathe with, but Rashi says you don't really breathe through that. That's the trachea, that's the kana. But it means that it moves with it. The kana is attached, it moves with it. So, ravach gamdalei, upashdalei, it stretches back and forth, and therefore, zimnim, demahan, dezin, bahadi, adadi, they might align with each other. So that's why the veshet, it could be that even though if it's different spots, it moves a lot. So it could very well be that at one moment in time, they could be lined up with each other, and therefore that could should be a trefa. Kirkaban, demenach nayach, kidakai kai. But the kirkaban, the gizzard, and the pouch next to it, they don't move. They don't move. They grind inside. They don't move. So therefore, that should be kosher. That should be kosher. So therefore, says Rav Ashi, I argue with Marzutra in the name of Rav Papa. I don't think it's Vesha kosher kirkaban trefa. I think it should be the opposite. Right. Amalei Rav Acha bereid Rav Yosef Rav Ashi. Hachi Amrina Mishmei de Marzutra de Amar Mishmei de Rav Papa Kavaseich. I heard from Marzutra the name of Rav Papa like you, meaning you heard them arguing with you. I heard that they agree with you. And there's no machlokas here, so don't get so excited. Period. V'yamarabba. Next statement. Krum she'ala machmas maka beveshet eno krum. Scab. Let's say something is a trefa, but then it scabs up, and now it's closed up. Is that good enough to not consider it a trefa, to undo? So if you have a scab that goes onto a maka, on the veshet, eno krum. It's not considered a covering, and therefore it's still a trefa. Why? Says that this Rashi is discussed a lot by the Achronim, because there are different parts in Rashi here. Rashi says, in four lines from the bottom, vim nikev v'nistam, if it got a hole and then was closed up, afilu also bostima ave, even if it got a thick closure, eina miskayemes, it's not going to last. It's not going to last, and therefore it's still called a trefa. And then he quotes Kidda Amrinan B'Yavam, as he quotes a parallel from a totally different area of halacha. B'Krushavcha, Krushavcha, if somebody has a mutilation in their Eber HaZachar, Krushavcha, Nikev Pasul, Nistam Kasher. So thereby Krushavcha, it says, if the hole got closed up, if there's a hole in a wrong spot and it got closed up, it's kosher. He's not a kurshavcha anymore. And this is a psul that you could become kosher again. What's the ze excluding? So the Gemara there says, ze by krushavcha, it's kosher, could be chozer lechshero, unlike krum, sha'ala machbas hamaka, unlike behilchas trefes, where it's not going to help. Why? Because Rashi says, the kol nekuve trefes, lo mahan yulustima, the sakabu lacharzman, because they're not permanent. It's eventually going to become undone, and therefore a scab over this hole are not going to get them out of the world of trefa. Aye, some of them you see are good enough, right? You see dofa in the Rashi quotes other cases that it might be good enough. What was the case we just had? The case of the liver next to the gallbladder. So maybe those are simas meikaris. Those are cases where the animals are born with that issue, and therefore it's not a problem. Like we said yesterday, there might be a difference between nikave and nikuvas. Like the Taz said yesterday, whether they're born with it or it happened later. Okay, so that's in terms of a krum. So Rabba says, if you have a scab, it's not going to help. V'yama Rabba, next statement. Veshet ein lo badika. This is the part mibachutz. This is what we had before. The veshet, you can't check outside element b'fanim. Why can't you check outside? Because the outer layer is red. So you can't check if there are any red spots on it, on the outer layer, element b'fanim. You only can check inside. L'may nafkamina, l'safek derusa. If it's a Safik Drusa, you don't know if it's a Drusa, and you have to check. That's the Nafkamina. What's the case of Safik Drusa? So Rashi quotes the Gemara later on. If you have some sheep inside a field, and you know a lion went into the field, and you hear all the sheep screaming and bang, and you hear silence from the lion, and then nothing. And then you go over there, and the lion's not doing it, and you see all your sheep there. So are we choshesh that maybe this lion clawed one of the sheep? And there's one of the sheep are going to die, and they're drusas ari. So for that case, if somebody drusas, when you have to check, Rabbi says you can't check it on the outside. It's not going to help. You have to check it on the inside. Period. Says the Gemara, Hahi Safik Drusa. So let's have a story related to that. Hahi Safik Drusa, Vda Asar Lekame de Rabba. There was a Safik Drusa that came in front of Rabba. Havi Kabadik Le Rabba Levei Sheit Me Avroi. Rabba started checking from the outside. Amalei Abaya, v'hamaru da'amar, but Rabba, didn't you yourself say, v'eshein lo b'dika elemi b'fnim? Didn't you say it has to be on the inside? So, afche Rabba u'batkei, Rabba said, okay, you're right. He switched it. V'ishtakech alei, trei kurtei dama, v'tarfa. And he found two spots of dam on it, and he was matrefit, because he assumed that was the poison, that was the venom from the lion. And he was matrefit. V'Rabba, what, Rabba was playing games? What did Rabbi do? He forgot? He was just doing that to test his student. This is quoted in the Rambam, this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that a Rebbe could do something incorrectly in order to test his students. That's the student to see if he could say something that's totally wrong, right? He's reviewing just to see if his students are on the ball. The Shulchan Aruch says this in Yerideya. I usually read it from the Rambam, so today I'll read it from the Shulchan Aruch. In Reish Mem Vav, Yud Beis, Shulchan Aruch says, in the second half, v'yesh l'rav l'hatov says al talmidim b'she'ilosav. The Rav, a Rebbe, should trick his talmidim sometimes with questions, u'bimaisim sha'oseh lefnehem, and with actions that he does in front of them, k'dei l'chadadam, to sharpen them, u'k'dei she'yeda imheim zochrem ma'shalomdim, so that he'll test it, they remember. V'ein tzorch lomar she'yesh l'rishus l'sholosam b'inyan acher she'in oskimbo, k'dei l'zarzam. Right, the first half of the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to ask a Rebbe shol shloka inyan. The second half is that a Rebbe could ask a Talmud shloka inyan if he wants to test it and see how well he knows it. The Gra on this Gemara, what's the source that a Rebbe could ask his Talmidim b'shelosav? K'dei l'chadadam, says the Gra, Reish paragimul dechulin, v'rabba l'chidu de v'chulu. Out of all Gemaras and Shas that say it, the Gra quotes our Gemara. Reish paragimul dechulin, that you're allowed to test the students in this way. Again, not in order to mislead them, so that you have to make sure that you tell them the right answer before they leave the shir. Right? You can't just say something wrong, and then if nobody gets it, you got to make sure it's explained to them beforehand. But as long as it is within the shir, then one could test and trick to see if they're on top of it. Fine. Weiter. Amar Ula says Ula Yashav lo kotz beveshet. Ula says if somebody checks an animal and finds a thorn inside the veshet. So the shaila is, did it pierce it? You don't see any evidence of piercing. So what's the issue? So you think maybe he just swallowed it. He swallowed a thorn and maybe it didn't go out. So, ein choshesh in Shema Hivri. We don't have to be worried about Shema Hivri. What does Hivri mean? See on the side it just says pirish yotza lachutz. You don't have to think it went outside and made a cut on the outside. Rashi here has two days also. Rashi says, what does Shema Hivri mean? So Rashi says, Hivri means, Hivri means made a hole, Maybe it made a hole and it got scab on it, which is trefa. You don't have to be worried about that. Rashi goes another day, but let's leave it at that. You don't have to be worried about anything if it's inside. Daras chaticha besakat beisimin. Okay, we're going to ask kashas on ula. Ula ula maishtabi savi drusa. Why isn't this at least a savi drusa? Savi drusa, you have to check. What do you say here? You found a coat? No worry about it. Nothing to worry about. Why isn't this like a savi drusa? Well, we said you have to check. Kasavar ula in choshen le savi drusa. Ula says no. You don't have to be worried about a savi drusa. That case of the lion, ula argues on. What's the difference between a case where you ate a piece of treif? Possibly. And you're not sure which one? You had two hamburgers, one kosher, one treif. You ate one of them. You're not sure. What's the halacha? You have to bring an ashim talui. You did a safik aveira. So why not here too? By safik drusa, it's a safik aveira. Answer, hasam is chazik yisura. No, there's this chazik yisura. So therefore there's a cheskas isser. There's a piece of treif sitting in front of you. You don't know what you eat it. Here there's no cheskas isser. The animal you're hoping is kashi. It had a proper shechita. So therefore, there's no cheskas isser. Tosfos says, I have about one piece of meat. Tosfos, you must be shiny. But what about chaticha achas? The Gemara didn't ask that. So there, chaticha achas, there's no cheskas isser. Ah, but says Tosfos, it's still not the same. Because by one piece of meat, there's no cheskas isser, but there's also no cheskas heter. Our Gemara, there's a cheskas heter. Cheskas heter, because the animal's cheskas kshera. Before you shechted it. And that, yeah, it's cheskas ain't a zavucha. But it's cheskas that it's going to be a kosher animal, and you shechted it. So even by one piece of meat, says Tosfos, there would be a difference. Oh, just read the Bach, Girsa, back to the Gemara, Hazam is Chazik Yisura, Ha-Chalo is Chazik Yisura. Fine. Umayshna, what about this case? Umayshna, why is the case of Ula, by the coats, why is it different than Me'ashochi, Besachem, and Nipses Paguma, where you shechted and you found, right after the Shechita, you found a Pagam, you found a bump in the knife. So there you have to be worried that it trafed up the animal. So why here too? What's the difference between sfeikas? Hasam isyalid le reyasa besakin. There was a reyasa in the sakin. You see something in the sakin. It's got to be worried about it here. So you see a thorn in the vesha, but you don't see anything wrong with the animal. So therefore there's no reyasa here. Umayshna, one final question. Misafik tuma b'rishas hayachid sfeiko tamei. What about the case of safik tuma b'rishas hayachid? Sfeika daraisa. Safik is tamei. So the Gemara says, so why don't you just ask the other half of the principle? Ula taimeich, nidami the savitum abrishas arabim, the seiko tor. What's the difference? Ela hasam ilchus agamira le misota. Don't ask me kashas from that. That's a special halacha Moshe Misinai. From sota, that we say that savitum abrishas ayachad, savitum abrishas arabim. So don't ask me any kashas from that. Periods. Therefore, don't compare it to this case of Safig where Ula is Mekel. We've mentioned many times before that the Torah gives us rules and regulations and how to break stalemates in all areas of Safig. When it comes to Dini Mamanis, Hamozim Echaber Lavaraya. When it comes to Isurim, Safig Daraisa Lachumar, Safig Daran Lakula. When it comes to Tum and Tara, Safig Tumah versus Arabim Tahar, Safig Tumah versus Yachid Tame. So those are rules how to break stalemates. There might be differences between those types of breaking stalemates. Rabbi Chanan talks about this in Kovas Haaretz. Rabbi Chanan says that Hamozim Echaber of a raya might be what's called a birur. Birur means we don't just say, oh, we don't know whose shirt this is, so you could keep it. No, if you're wearing it, we assume it's yours. Not just we're not sure, so you might as well keep it. We assume it's yours. If you marry a woman with a shirt, it's yours. You're married. Masha'enking, Savik Tuma L'chora is a pure what's called hachra. Not a birur. We don't know. Just because it's in your backyard, we assume it's tameh. If it's in the street, it's tahar. So l'chora, that's a different type of different way of breaking stalemates, not what's a birur, which we know for sure, but it is a hachra. You always have to ask, whenever you're going by a rove and a chazaka, and any of these principles, whether that's operating through birur or whether that's operating through chazaka. Okay, period. Yosef, hahu mei rabbanan kamei d'Rav Kahana, the Yosef v'ka'amar. There was a rove sitting in front of Kahana, and he said, nimseis itmar. The only time Ula said he could be mekel is if it was found loose in the veshet, avol yashav chayshina. But if it was lodged there tightly, there you have to be worried that it made a hole. Amalur of Kahana lo tatzisule. So the Rav said this in front of Kahana. Rav Kahana says, no, don't listen to them. Yashav itmar. No, he says yashav. Even yashav it, you can be mekel. Avol nimseis loser chelula. If it's just loose in the animal's pipe. You don't even need Ula to tell me that. Why? To kulu chiyubir yasa kotei achlan. What? Every animal in the field eats thorns. You're always going to find thorns in the throat and in the stomach. So what? You find a thorn, it's going to be, he has to tell you that it's mekel? Of course that's mekel. The chiddush of Ula is if it's lodged in tightly. Period. Itmar, turbat haveshet. Turbat haveshet is the upper part of the veshet, where the esophagus attaches to the jaw. So it's a little stiffer. So what if you have a problem in the Turbat HaVeshet? So Rav Amar B'Mashu. Rav says if you have a puncture there, Mashu. Meaning, Rav says it's just like the Veshet itself. Just like the Veshet, a tiny little puncture is a problem, so to the upper part of the Veshet is also a Mashu. Ushmuel Amar Barubo. Shmuel says, no, this is not like the Veshet, and therefore you need Rove cut. Rove of it cut. So Rav Amar B'Mashu, Makam Shchitu. Rav holds this is Makam Shchita. So the Turbat HaVeshet is just like the Veshet, and therefore any tiny little hole. And Rashi adds, according to Rav, there's no psul of Hagrama by the Veshet. It's only by the Kana. Because the whole Veshet is considered Makam Shchita, even the Turbat HaVeshet. So Hagrama, that psul of shechting outside the Makam Shchita, which we discussed in the first two prakim, that only applies to the Kana, according to Rav. Ushmuel Amar Barubo, La Makam Shchita Hu. No, Shmuel says you need Rov, because it's not Makam Shchita. This, by the way, is another example with the Machlokas about Halacha Moshe Misinai. Right? Hagrama is a Psul Shchita, Halacha Moshe Misinai, and see, there's Machlokas about it. Against that Rambam, who says there's never a Machlokas about Halacha Moshe Misinai. Period. Hayni, O Turbat HaVeshet, how, what's the Turbat HaVeshet on top? How do you know what exactly is the Turbat HaVeshet on top of the Veshet? A couple of opinions. Amar Mari Bar Mar Ukva, Amar Shmuel, Kol Shechotcho Umarchiv Zet Turbat HaVeshet. Anything, whenever you cut it, what happens to the skin? Does it stay the same? Does it bounce out and become wider? Or does it go in, get tighter, and go in? Those are three things skin could do after you cut it. Right? It could get wider, it could get tighter, it could contract and get tighter, or it could stay the same. So Shmuel says, if it gets wider, that's looser, and that's Turbat HaVeshet, that's on top. The Veshet itself is tighter, and therefore it's Omid B'mkomo. That's the borderline. Amalu Rav Papi, Marlo Amar Hachi. No, I heard from my master, that's not true. Umanu Rabbi Barabaya. Rabbi Barabaya was the one. Ella, what did he say? Kol Shechotcho V'Omid B'mkomo, Zet Turbat HaVeshet. If it stays itself, that's still Turbat HaVeshet. Ella Ezeo Veshet Atzmo, what's the Veshet Atzmo? Kol Shechotcho V'Kavitz. That's if it contracts in. That's the difference. It's not if it gets wider versus staying the same. If it stays the same versus going in. That's the cutoff point. Fine. Yona Amar Zira Mavlasa. So, Machlokes, how to understand that line that I just read. Rashi seems to say, and most Rishonim, Yona, what is the makom of shechting? According to Rashi, this is somebody's name. Yona Amar Reb Zeira Mavlasa. Yona in the name of Reb Zeira says Mavlasa. What does Mavlasa mean? Rashi says, the first wide line, Makom Beis Habliya Kori Turbats. This is another sheet of what the Turbats is. The place where you swallow. The place where it's swallowed in, that's the Turbat HaVeshet. So Yona, the name of Reb Zeira says that. Vakama, and how much is that? Amar Reb Avia Pachos Misa'arta V'Adav Michitza. It's smaller than a barley seed and bigger than a wheat seed, than a grain seed. Okay, that's the size of it. If you look in the Beis Yosef, see on the side it says this, Lefi Pirush Rashi Mashmasham Chacha, Shem Chacham. If you look in the Beis Yosef, he seems to say, no, we're switching topics. Yona, what's the Makam Hashchita for a Yona? Reb Zeira says, Mavlata, the place where it swallows. V'chulu v'chulu. And the Darkei Moshe says, why are you bringing in Yona here? Why are you bringing in Yona? What does it have to do with anything? If you look at the Ramah, the Ramah quotes Beferus. There's no difference between a Yona and any other bird. And you look at other Gemaras, the Gemara in Gittin, for example, Nuntes, there we have Yona Amar Reb Zeira. We find other places in Shas where a Chacham named Yona quotes the name of Reb Zeira. So Pashas, that's what it is talking about. Period. Hotu Radavi Lebnei Rav Ukva the Askel Beishchita Baturbat HaVeshet VeGamar BeVeshet. There was an ox that they were shechting that they, by the son of Rav Ukva. They started in the Turbat HaVeshet and they finished it in the Veshet. So Amar Rava. So Pashtus. Before we go to the next line, Rashi explains this. According to Rav and Shmuel, it should be fine. Both should be fine. According to Rav. This is Makam Hashchita. The whole thing is Makam Hashchita. No problem. According to Shmuel, the Turbat is not Makam Hashchita, so therefore you need Rove of a problem there. But you went into the Veshet, so therefore it shouldn't be a problem according to either of them. Amar Rava, Ramina Ale Chumre de Rava, Chumre de Shmuel v'Tarifna Ale. Rava says, I'm going to trafe it up, because I'm going to take the Chumres of each. I'm going to hold like Shmuel that it's not Makam Hashchita, and I'm going to hold like Rav that it is Makam Hashchita in the sense that even one tiny little hole is going to cause the problems. Chumre de Rav, Amar Rav v'Mashahu, and therefore, v'Amar Rav Makam Hashchidu, but didn't Rav... Explain what I just said. Didn't Rav say it is Makam Shchita? So what do you mean it's a problem? Kishmuel demer lav Makam Shchita hu. It's not Makam Shchita. Kishmuel ha'amah beruba. What do you mean Shmuel says if it's not Makam Shchita? So you should need Rove cut to be trefa. Karav demer b'mashahu. No, I'll hold like Rav in that sense. So he takes both chumras. Igaga mosa matoy lakami d'Rabbi Abba. So Rav Abba heard about this psak of Rava. Amar lahu Tu Rabbein L'Rabbein L'Shmuel Shari. For the Rabbein Shmuel, the both should be fine. Zilu Amrulei L'Breder of Yosef Barchama. Go tell the son of Yosef Barchama, meaning Rava, Delishlam De Tura L'Mare. He trafed up an animal. He's got to pay for it. He's got to pay for it. It's his fault. He's got to pay the value of the ox to the masters. Rashi here quotes, because they already fed it to the dogs. If they hadn't fed it to the dogs yet, so then they would be able to give it back. You can give back the animal if it's still alive. Right? You don't say that. We're going to get to in the later Gemara's about if you have a chacham that assert a certain animal could another chacham brought be matir. But here he said it's a beferish problem. Rashi calls this a tabit var mishnah. So therefore, because they were machal at lekwavim, so that is why he had to pay for it. Period. We'll have to stop here. The Gemara goes through what was Rav's Svara? Why is he allowed the Chumras of both? We know that you're not allowed to hold the Chumras of Shammai and Hillel. You got to pick one or the other. So, we get into the Baskel. Tomorrow's a great Gemara. The Baskel of Shammai and Hillel. But we will have to stop here. We should be Zocha that next year we shouldn't have to not learn on Tisha B'Av. We should be able to go straight. Tisha B'Av should be a Yantif. We should have Daf Yomi on Tisha B'Av. And, Be'ez Hashem, be Zocha to all greet each other in Yerushalayim. So Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue on Wednesday with Chul and Daf Memhei.